Wretched Radio begins in 3, 2, 1.
Seriously, if you want to relieve stress, go to the Word of God.
Oh my goodness. It's just so weird, isn't it? Do people say stuff like that?
I apologize for it.
Are you kidding me?
Let's all do baptism, and I have a little pool here, and we'll all feel nice and relaxed. That's baptism. No, baptism is a sacred Christian rite. All the various yogas are sacred Hindu rites.
Wake up, America!
It's time for Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
Righteousness and justice are the foundation of God's throne. This is Wretched Radio. It is Witness Wednesday. Talking to young people about justice, where does the concept come from? Can we have it without God? I don't think so, but we'll challenge them and see where the conversation goes. I'm guessing into a great big justice conversation, also known as a witness encounter. Hey, gentlemen, while you're eating, could I ask you a couple of questions on the radio? Nothing personal, just a question about something that's going on in the news. Will you let me do that?
Sure.
Okay, dude, sure. You can keep eating if you want to. That's a deep fried chicken sandwich, isn't it?
Yeah. 100% peanut oil.
100% what?
100% refined peanut oil.
And that's better than what?
Partially hydrogenated soybean oil.
Dude, you know that stuff. Is this your field of study or something? How do you know that? Are you a cook?
I guess I'm just a savvy consumer.
I guess you are. What are you studying here?
Environmental engineering.
Well, I have no idea. Oh, I think I do know what that means. I've got an uncle who does that. You make sure that everything that's out there that we produce and do doesn't wreck the place. Huh?
Kind of, yeah.
What's the other part I'm missing?
Water quality engineering.
Okay, so that we get good clean water, right?
Yeah.
All right. Let me ask you the question. Did you see this case? The fellow's name is David Earls. He's this fellow who raped a 4-year-old girl. And it turns out, it looks like he's going to maybe get a year for doing that. Here's my question for you. Do you think that justice has been served with a 1-year sentence in this case?
Judging by the information you've given me, no.
Why?
Because rape is considered a capital offense.
Okay, so you agree that rape is a very bad thing, especially with a 4-year-old?
Right, but I don't know the details, so I don't know why his sentence would be so low.
Can you imagine any scenario that would make it a just sentencing?
No.
I can't either. Dude, what do you think? 1 year raping and sodomizing a 4-year-old girl, 1 year out of jail in the fall, unless something changes here. Do you think that's justice?
No, probably not.
Okay, here's my question next for you guys. How do you know? I mean, intrinsically, it sounds like you think that was a bad thing to do. Why was that a bad thing? How do you determine that?
I don't know. It's just about what you believe yourself.
So if I believe that raping a 4-year-old is okay, you're okay with that?
It's about you're not allowed to infringe upon the rights of another citizen.
Ah, so that's the standard.
Right. That's why the laws are there.
Okay. Now, how do you know that that's the standard?
How do I know that that's the standard?
Mm-hmm.
Because I think that's why the law and the police should be there for me. Because if I pay tax dollars, that's what I think they should do. They should protect my rights from being infringed upon by anyone else.
Mm-hmm. Now, what would happen if our little society decided that wasn't the rule? You can pretty much do anything you want to. I could punch you in the nose if I felt like it, because the majority decided that was okay. Would that suddenly make it right?
No.
So is my foundation or your foundation maybe then a little bit wobbly? Don't you need to call in a higher source to be able to say this is why it's definitely a wrong thing? If it's individuals deciding, mm-hmm. or if it's society just making a majority ruling on it, isn't that problematic? Because ultimately even the majority can make mistakes, correct?
Yeah, the majority can make mistakes.
Yeah.
It's about each person determining what they think is right.
So every man should do what is right in his own eyes.
Yeah, but at the same time, if what is right in your eyes infringes upon the rights of another citizen, then you have to pay the consequences.
Mm-hmm. All right, and then we're back to kind of our original stymie here. Dude, where do you get your standard for understanding that what happened to this young girl was wrong? How do you... You heard about a four-year-old child getting raped. I hope something inside of you goes, ugh, that's terrible, right?
Yeah.
You know, we can get a reaction out of you for that, right? Not the sprinkling so much, but that child, that's a horrible thing, correct?
Yeah.
How do you know?
I just do.
Okay, what if I just don't?
Well, your cellmate will help you out with
that. All right. Okay, guys, I want to ask you, I want to lay something down for you. Do you know what the Declaration of Independence says about where we get our rights?
Declaration of Independence.
I'm sorry, the Declaration of Independence what?
Isn't law.
Right, isn't it a document whose principles we strive to follow as Americans?
Right, but it's not law itself.
Right. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Isn't it necessary to be able to call on a Creator who endows us with these rights as our supreme authority is ultimately where the buck needs to stop? And without that, every man will do what is right in his own eyes. Justice will be whimsical. It'll happen based on who the judge is or what the majority rules. But ultimately, our rights, morals, righteousness, and judgment and justice need to come from a Creator. What do you think about that thought?
Not much.
Really? Why not?
Because...
It's the Declaration of Independence.
I mean, that's like saying just because a document is important, everything in it is right.
So you disagree with this?
Yeah, I disagree with what you...
Just read from the Declaration of Independence.
Yeah, what you said, your own opinion, when you put your own opinion on what the Declaration...
Well, I'll just read it. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal,
yes,
and that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights. This is where you get your idea that I can't hurt you. That's where this comes from. Mm-hmm. That among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
Right.
So this concept actually comes from the Creator, not from man, and therefore it's enforceable.
That depends on if you believe in a Creator or not, correct?
Fair enough. I take it you don't.
No.
Okay. I take it you do or don't believe in a Creator. This is worse than the sprinkler question by a lot, isn't it? Yeah. Do you believe in a God?
I don't want to talk about that.
All right. Too personal.
I'm just eating lunch.
All right. Okay, so dude, you don't believe in a Creator. Is that right? Do you have any sort of religious upbringing or background?
I was raised Christian, yeah.
Yeah. What stripe, what color, what flavor?
Methodist.
So what did Methodists teach? Hey, you're not talking anymore. What did Methodists teach about God? Do the Methodists teach that God exists? They do?
Yeah, they do.
Yeah. How come you rejected it?
Because I used my own mind to think about what they were saying, and it didn't seem right to me.
Okay. What didn't seem right?
The meek shall inherit the earth.
You don't like that idea?
No.
Who do you think should?
Well, I don't think it's... I don't think meekness should be a virtue.
Really?
Really.
What do you think is a virtue? Boldness? Imposition?
Imposition is not, but boldness is.
Okay, so bold is good, meekness is bad.
Yes.
So everybody should be maximum bold. Doesn't somebody need to be meek?
No, I mean, you can agree with other bold people.
Okay, so define bold for me. What do you... What's wrong with meekness?
Meekness is allowing other people to influence your life when they shouldn't be.
Okay. How's about this? Giving deference to somebody. I don't know you, but you come before me because I'm meek and I serve you. Is that a bad thing?
Yeah, that's a bad thing.
It is a bad thing.
Because I can't respect somebody who says that.
Oh, wow.
How can I respect you if you put me before you?
Because it's a noble, meek thing to do? Because meekness is good?
I mean, it's okay for you to believe that, but it's also okay for me to not...
But you were the guy who said that you shouldn't impose on other people, but it sounds to me like you like boldness.
No, I'm not imposing on you at all. You're allowed to think what you think, and I'm allowed to think what I think.
So why would that issue drive you away from believing in God? What about that gets up your nose?
Because Christianity asks you to put, they ask you to put your neighbor before yourself.
And that's bad.
That could be good for some people, but I don't believe that.
Okay. So that, why would that drive you away, though? And that's pretty, I don't want to say abstract, but it's not a very, it's not something that you see happening every day. I mean, you're sitting here going to school. Why would that drive you away from God?
That's a pretty central tenet of Christianity, is it not?
It's a tenet, but it's not the biggie.
It's not the biggest, no, but, I mean, if that is one of the central tenets, then how come most Christians don't do it?
Because they're hypocrites. But right. Why that? Is it because you don't like being told what to do or how to live? Is that the issue?
Partly.
Yeah, I'm guessing almost entirely, actually.
I mean, also, if they're all hypocrites, then why would you want to associate with them?
I frankly wouldn't. I'm not nuts about hypocrisy.
No. Okay.
Gentlemen, thanks for the chat today. Appreciate it.
No problem.
All right. See ya. Ooh! Ooh! Here, this is a little environmental tip. Don't ever squat like that when you're checking out a water source because all the blood. Hold on 1 second, okay?
No, I don't want to be...
Yeah, yeah, that's right. Did you just hold on 1 second? Okay. Alrighty. Oh, it's a sweaty, feeble... Oh, God better rescue America or we're in big trouble. It's Witness Wednesday on Wretched Radio.
Attention all Christians who refuse to be silenced. Are you tired of seeing culture crumble before your eyes? Picture this. Later this year, 8 brilliant minds, each a powerhouse in their field, will be coming on board and joining forces with us here at Gospel Partners Media, and we're creating a Christian version of The Daily Wire. We'll be tackling tough topics by writing articles, creating resources and homeschool curriculums, video resources, podcasts, and a lot more. These gentlemen will be your guides in navigating this upside-down, brave new world we're living in. But we need your help to make this vision a reality. If you'll join our $250,000 match campaign right now, you can be part of this exciting new chapter. Every dollar you give will be matched up to $250,000. Just visit wretched.org/fellows right now to learn more about the initiative and each of the 8 brilliant minds that will be joining us. That's wretched.org/fellows.
Gotta tell you, very excited. We have got a new outreach that we are working on with the good folks at the Masters Academy International, talking about getting John MacArthur study Bibles in Spanish to South American countries, some of which we maybe can't mention, if you know what I'm saying. It was such a delightful time, and so many people participated in our Bible distribution to the Philippines. That was such a gas. But as long as I brought up the Masters Academy International, it is a great ministry. It's a privilege to be working with these people. They're very thoughtful. They're very methodical, teaching men how to preach the Word of God rightly. Then they send them back to their churches where they open up the Bible, perhaps for the first time, at least to that depth. Because of the training of the Masters Academy International, if you want to support a ministry that strengthens the local church, hey, you'd be hard-pressed to do better than TMAI. You can learn more about that, if and you want to, at wretched.org/pastor.
All right, folks, gather around, listen up, because if you're looking to get transformed and save some serious money, and let's be honest, who isn't these days with Bidenflation making everything so ridiculously high? Well, you've stumbled upon the sale of the century at the Wretched Store. We've bundled just about everything we could find to save you some money. First up, we've got the Transformed Bundle, Seasons 1 through 3. Originally priced at $134.94, we've slashed that to $49.99. Or how about the Road Trip to Truth Bundle, Seasons 1 to 4, originally priced at $179.92, now just $49.99. And the grand finale of it all, the Wretched Worldview Bundle, Seasons 1 and 2, originally priced at $89.96, now just $29.99. That's right, binge watch all your favorite resources for a fraction of the price. Head over to the Wretched store right now at wretched.org and grab up these bundles before someone else does. And let's face it, missing out would be a real tragedy.
Books of the Bible. Zephaniah begins with a shocking prophecy that God will sweep away everything from the face of the earth. But in the midst of judgment, God offers hope of salvation. Zephaniah gives us a picture of God's terrible wrath and reminds us of the wrath Jesus took upon himself for our sake. Flee to the Savior and be saved. This is Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
Now I'm going to be chatting with a young man who's eating a sandwich, and they are Wheat Thins, am I correct?
They are Wheat Thins.
What's your first name, by the way?
Daniel.
Nice to meet you, Daniel. That's a Bible name, you know that?
I do.
Mm-hmm. Who is Daniel?
Started with, like, King Nebuchadnezzar. He, like, put him in a cage full of lions, and he believed in God, and he knew that if he had faith in the Lord that the lions would not attack him.
Well, that's pretty good. Are you a Daniel?
Actually, I think I am.
You believe in God?
I do believe in God, but I don't know if I've gotten to the point where if I have faith in the Lord, I will be safe, but I feel like confidence is a big issue.
You're lacking it?
No. I feel like, well, I used to be. I'm getting a lot better, but I feel like if I'm confident in something that I can accomplish anything almost.
Mm-hmm. So who is this God of yours?
This God of mine, I don't know, he's everywhere. Like, I don't know.
Name, please.
Name? I guess Lord Jesus Christ.
So you're a Christian?
I am a Christian, but I don't know. I'm kind of exploring different things. Like, I do believe there is a God. I think the Christian belief of a God is the closest to my view. But
so you're looking for one to match your presupposition. Is that correct, Daniel?
I guess. Yeah, that's correct.
Isn't that idolatry?
Maybe. I don't know.
Where you make a God in your own image to suit yourself?
Right. Yeah, it could be. I don't know.
Wouldn't that be commandment number two, Daniel?
Maybe, yes. That's correct. That is commandment number two.
Okay. So how did you become a Christian?
I don't know. I think there's just too many things in this world that are beautiful. And, you know, I do believe that there is a possibility this is all a coincidence, but I do believe that something had to have caused this coincidence in the first place. Like, I believe in evolution. I believe that, you know, I don't necessarily believe that everything happens for a reason. I don't necessarily believe in destiny, but I do believe that there is some kind of intelligent, bringing out a word, intelligent design behind all
this. That's okay. Now, Daniel, do you ever remember being in a near-fatal car accident?
Yeah. Yes.
What year was it?
I mean, there are a few. I'd say probably...
Give me the big one.
A year ago, maybe?
Yeah. What street were you on?
I think I was on North Avenue.
And what happened? Were you the bonehead driver or somebody else?
I think I was the bonehead driver because I wasn't looking up, and I was going very fast, and I didn't realize that the person in front of me had stopped, and I, at the very last second, was able, like, I probably landed within a millimeter of him. It was great.
It was a miracle.
Yeah.
Okay, now Daniel, there's a reason I asked you that question.
Okay.
Because that was a big event. That was a life and death sort of affair where you almost died and you remembered it because it was important, right?
Yes, that's correct.
Have you ever heard the term in Christianity called being born again?
I have.
Uh-huh. Jesus said that unless a man is born again, he will not enter the kingdom of God. Do you know what it means to be born again?
I don't.
In general, it doesn't mean that you go into your mother's womb to be reborn.
Right.
That's ridiculous. It wasn't physical. It's a spiritual rebirth.
Right.
It's the day that you, Daniel, die to yourself. You stop living for you. You stop living for your desires. You apologize to God by saying you're sorry without any defense. You turn from your sins, dead to yourself, killed by the law, and he makes you alive. And he suddenly makes you a child, because the Bible says if you are unregenerated, you're not born again, you're actually a child of the devil. Everybody likes to say everybody's a child of God. In a general sense, God made everything.
Right.
But only those who repent and trust Jesus, die to themselves, in other words, are adopted into his family and have a unique relationship with him.
Mm-hmm.
All right. That is a big deal.
Yeah.
You are one day on a highway to hell, and the next minute, you are on the highway to heaven because your sins are forgiven. The things you used to love, you hate. The sins you used to adore, now you despise them. And the things you used to hate, like Bible reading and church and those Christians that are born again, suddenly you're very interested in those things. It is radical.
Yeah.
Now, you remember the day you almost died in a car accident.
Yes.
But you don't remember the day that you were born again.
That's correct. I don't know if I classify myself as that born-again Christian.
Hmm. Yeah, well then you wouldn't be a Christian, am I correct?
I guess. So if I'm not born again Christian, then perhaps I'm not a Christian. But I believe that there is a God. Maybe I should clarify myself. Like, I believe that there's a God, but maybe not in the sense of, you know, he's some dude up in the clouds wearing sandals with long white hair that, you know, TV portrays him as. I just believe that there is some kind of intelligence. I mean, there's...
Here's the deal, Daniel. I was very similar to you. Mm-hmm. I actually studied to be a pastor.
Oh, okay.
I wasn't born again.
Okay.
Kind of a problem. You should actually be a Christian in order to be a pastor. I think right. It should be one of the first qualifications, but I wasn't.
Yeah, I would say so.
Because the whole believing in God thing, I was okay with that because it didn't require anything of me. I could just go, flip, I believe it.
Yeah.
Am I getting out of hell? Good.
Right.
That's off the to-do list. Now I can get back to living any way that I want to.
Right.
The key word, though, I think in Christianity, especially in this whole born-again concept, is the word repentance.
Mm-hmm.
That's the biggie.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the one that most people stumble over. And do you know what it means to repent?
I believe it's basically just to confess to God that you have done something wrong and you're aware of that.
Okay.
And
let's try that. I'm gonna repent, all right? First
okay.
of all, I'm going to sin against you.
Okay.
Bing! Right in the nose.
Okay.
In fact, a couple of them. Ding, ding!
Okay.
Three shots to the nose. And I just want you to know I realize that what I've done is wrong.
Well,
so I just practiced repentance on you, and I'm guessing it's not very satisfying.
Right. It's not very satisfying because I feel like repentance is more of like you're not thinking about right or wrong in the act, and then afterwards you realize that was terrible.
Well, there could be remorse, though, because of the consequences. You're stronger than me. You could hit me in the nose harder. I don't like that idea. I'm repentant.
Right.
Here's the deal. All right, we're in Atlanta.
Right.
Let's say you and I, we've now become fast friends, and to get out of this humidity, we're going to drive to the north.
Okay.
There's less humidity up there.
Yeah, that's cool.
So we start driving, and a few hours go by, and all of a sudden you see a sign that says, Florida, 82 miles.
Oh.
Yeah. Something's wrong.
Yeah.
I'm going the wrong direction.
Right.
You want me to repent. Let's reason together what you want me to do. I have, if you will, sinned against you. I've done you wrong. I promised you I would take you this way. I took you the wrong direction. I've sinned against Daniel. Now, I'm guessing you want me to, first of all, agree with me. You show me the sign. You know what, Daniel? You're right. We're going in the wrong direction. I'm wrong. You're right. That's what you said. That's step one.
Okay.
Agreeing.
Okay.
All right. Second thing, though, is you don't want me to keep driving to Florida. You want me to stop, right?
Right.
Do you want me to just stop and sit there?
I'd say let's turn around.
Bingo. That would be number three.
Okay.
Okay, so I've turned around. Do you want me to stay there?
No, we should probably go in the correct direction. Now.
That is correct. And also, you don't want me to stop until we get there.
Right.
But something else hasn't been satisfied. I haven't said I'm sorry. Daniel, I did you wrong. I'm sorry.
Okay.
With I have no excuse, no defense. That's what repentance is, those six things.
Okay.
That's genuine repentance.
Okay.
Now, the question is, how does somebody get that? Because if you get that, you get God.
Right.
All right. Here's the deal. I'm going to probe into your life right now.
Mm-hmm.
Would you consider yourself to be a good person, Daniel?
Yes, I would.
All right, I'm gonna quiz you on that, all right?
Okay.
How many lies have you told in your lifetime?
I've told probably plenty of lies.
Okay. If I told plenty of lies, you'd call me a
liar.
Okay. Agreed?
Yeah.
All right.
Well, no. I take that back. I wouldn't call you a liar because
okay with it because
yeah,
I am.
No. I understand. Like, someone who tells lies is not necessarily...
a liar.
Is, I guess, a liar. But
that's right.
But if you were to tell someone that they were a liar, that means that they tell lies all the time, just right and left.
Only takes one.
Yeah.
How many times does somebody need to murder somebody to be called a murderer?
One.
One time. One lie, you're a liar.
Okay.
All right. Stolen anything?
No, I've never stolen anything.
Yeah, I mean, not necessarily from a store, Target, parents.
Oh, we're talking music. I've stolen plenty of music.
See, it doesn't matter what the object is.
No, you're right.
It's a heart issue.
That's correct.
All right? Because God looks into the heart.
Right.
He examines what's going on in your brain.
Right.
Okay. So have you ever taken God's name in vain? Used God's name in a bad
way?
That
is one thing I've not done.
Ever?
Ever. I've just never done that. Nope. Well, sometimes I say, oh my gosh, but I don't consider gosh as God.
Okay. We'll debate whether that's a minced oath or not. Let's try this one.
Okay.
I don't think you're going to wriggle from this one.
Okay.
All right. Jesus said, you've heard it said of old, thou shalt not commit adultery. But I say, if you look with lust, you've committed adultery in your heart.
Right.
Looking with lust.
Mm-hmm.
Done that?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. So I'm going to do a summary. You're a liar.
Mm-hmm.
You're a thief. You're an adulterer at heart.
Mm-hmm.
You stand before God on judgment day. Will he see you as being a good person?
I think so.
You're a liar. You're a thief. And you're an adulterer at heart.
Yeah.
So you're a good criminal?
Because I don't think God focuses on all of the bad things that
we've
done.
Oh, he sure does.
Okay.
He's a just judge.
Okay.
That's what justice does. That's
right.
Why there's a court system.
Right.
In the sight of the judge, our little sins are trifles. They just we don't think they're a big deal.
Right.
It's the one against whom we've sinned that makes it a big deal.
Right.
His standard is way higher. because he's infinite, and he's high, and he's holy. Even a little infraction, that's why he says something like, all liars will have their part in a lake of fire. One lie, off you go, because you've sinned against a holy God. So Daniel, you'd be like the rest of us, and be exactly the way the Bible says, guilty before a holy God. Should he send you to heaven or to hell?
I still believe he should send me to heaven.
He says he's going to send you to hell.
Okay. Well, right? Then that's going to have to be the way it is then.
Well, that's what he says will happen unless you repent and put your trust in Jesus.
Okay.
Because God is good, and he came to rescue and die for you and me, sinners. It's the good news of the gospel, and it's a message that should make you go, I had no idea God was that good, and I'm sorry because he's good, and even if he doesn't give me heaven, I'm still sorry because he's been that kind. That's the gospel. All right, dude, goodbye. Sorry I'm all sweaty.
No,
I appreciated
right.
The chat, and I'm sorry that I kept you from your wheat thins.
Oh, no, it's all good.
All right, man, thanks very much.
Hey, no problem.
We'll see you.
Wretched Radio, right?
It is indeed. Okay. Wretched Radio, and that's what this is, Witness Wednesday on Wretched Radio.